Our region was built with immigrant labor. It's part of the story of growth and development here. There are many ways to tell that history. How we tell it signals who belongs and who is a foreigner. That's also true in Black Diamond, an old mining town about to become home to a large housing development. It's known for its Welsh and Irish heritage, but that's not the whole story. Today, we bring you the story of Black Diamond's hidden Asian American history.
One cherry fritter and one apple fritter.
Ask anyone if they've been to Black Diamond, and they're likely to mention the bakery. It's a place that everyone stops at when they go skiing at Crystal Mountain. The bakery first opened in 1902, and it's still going strong.
There you are. Thank you so much. And I will slice your bread for you.
Okay. And this is the bread. This is 115 years old recipe we are using it, the Crystal Mountain bread.
I got one of everything that I didn't get last time.
Right. Moon Bang bought the iconic bakery about 10 years ago. She became the guardian of its 115-year history. To some people, that seemed incongruous.
They said, you need to go home. It was a shock.
And where was home, anyway? Once Bang lived in South Korea, where she worked for the government. But women weren't expected to have careers. She came here instead. Eventually, she became a U.S. citizen, so this was her home. She spent almost two decades running a dry cleaner's in Auburn so she could send her two daughters to a private Christian school. When the Black Diamond Bakery came on the market, it just felt right.
It's quiet country and nice view. Yes.
She and her husband threw themselves into it. They added dinner and evening jazz performances. Even 10 years later, they still work until midnight most nights, ordering food and prepping stuff. If a baker calls in sick or something breaks, they stay all night.
Yeah, spend the night. Sometimes 2 days we didn't sleep, nothing.
So when people told her she didn't belong in Black Diamond, it stung. On the outside, she held her composure and smiled.
I was even inside, I have to crying and mad. I have to holding my breath.
People have been telling Asian Americans they didn't belong in this part of King County for a long time. The seeds of that resentment go back to at least the 1870s. That's when Chinese workers helped to build the railroad spurs serving the county's coal mines. Here's local archaeologist Ben Bronson.
One of the big advantages of Chinese laborers compared to their white competitors is they didn't get drunk on weekends.
Alcohol was a big problem in mining towns, especially among the white workers.
If you were an American contractor who are hiring white laborers, you had to worry about the fact you wouldn't get anything done on Monday because everybody would still be asleep.
Bronson says that and other things led unions to resent the Chinese. In 1882, the U.S. banned Chinese laborers from coming into the country. Bronson's partner is archaeologist Shui Mei Ho. She tells the story of what happened to Chinese railroad workers after they were hired as miners in Black Diamond.
A group of Chinese, they live together, you know, they all live in one big house. And according to the newspaper reports,
unidentified assailants set fire to the house. The archaeologists I talked to think it's pretty clear it was probably union workers. These kinds of things happened all over the West as anti-Chinese sentiment grew. Black Diamond avoided the worst of the bloodshed.
The building was burned down, but the Chinese managed to escape in time, so no one was hurt.
But even with the Chinese workers chased out of Black Diamond, there were still traces of their presence. Rose Murdoch grew up in Black Diamond. As we speak on the phone, she and I both open Google Maps and fly over the house in Black Diamond where she grew up.
You know where the cul-de-sac is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a drop-off there that goes down into a gully. And there was a big train trestle track, you know, all made out of wood crisscrossed, how they used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said that the Chinese worked on the railroads and that two of them were buried in that field. And he didn't know what happened to them, but he just said that, he was told that they were buried there.
But those Chinese workers are probably gone now. Their bodies would have been dug up and returned to China. That was written into their labor contracts and was taken very seriously. Rahul Gupta of the Wing Luk Museum says that common practice partly explains how we can sometimes undervalue the role Asian Americans played in growing and developing our region.
In Western culture, you put a headstone, right? You put a headstone and you have people remember you. Well, that's how you make a mark if you passed away in an area, if you settled. Well, it's not the way it worked for at least the Chinese population. They were exhuming their bodies so they could have proper burials in China.
And it wasn't just the Chinese. Sikhs also helped build the region's railroads. Filipinos worked the land. Japanese Americans also had a major presence in the Green River Valley between Black Diamond and Auburn. They owned berry farms. Jean Beers was their neighbor.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad to see them all gone.
It's easy to forget the history and how Asian Americans helped grow and develop the region because the record is so ephemeral as memory and some pieces of paper. How we remember that history influences how we see someone like Moon Bang, who bought the Black Diamond Bakery, and whether she belongs.
Well, I'm American citizen too. I'm here for, you know, working and pay tax. You know, I'm a little shorter and then little have an accent. You know, why we have to have that kind of, you know, discrimination.
But people are coming around. Remember the customers who didn't like her? At least one of them changed their mind.
One people came and apologized to me. Yes.
What did they say?
They said, I'm sorry, but I didn't know you. And then you are really working hard and then really changed the bakery. And, you know, from now I can come, they said.
They could come and be a customer again.
Oatmeal fudge bar, a chocolate eclair, and a macaroon brownie, and one of everything.
For KUOW's Region of Boom team, I'm Joshua McNichols in Black Diamond.
It all looks wonderful.